Hello, this is Russ Walden, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, the candle of your spirit is flickering, but the flamethrower of my power and grace is coming online in your life. The candle is the spirit of man. The flamethrower is the manifestation of my Holy Spirit unleashed in your life. The angel of change has come to initiate the change. He is standing over you, declaring, as God is in the heavens, so are you in the earth. The Father says this, as the Lamb was declared worthy by the four living creatures before the throne, even so, that very righteousness of Jesus is for you conferred with all rights, privileges, and appurtenances thereof. That's legal language binding not just in the courts of man, but in the courts of heaven. If you go read Revelation 5:12, ask yourself, what was the Lamb worthy to receive? Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing? Why did my son need to receive these things? The answer is, he didn't. But he condescended upon the cross to put himself in the position to receive those very things so that he might impart them to you in your time of need. Power. My word says, in the word of a king, there is power. I am putting your enemies in your hand. What will you do with them? Will you step on them like they've stepped on you? Or will you become lord of your own harvest by ascending into the higher law, the law of love, saying, Father, forgive. Riches. My son doesn't need riches, but he condescended upon the cross and received riches that he might impart them to you. This is not just spiritual riches. This is the economy and the currency of the kingdom. Wisdom. A door of opportunity is opening before you, but to see it, you must walk circumspectly. Listen to my voice and obey what I whisper to you by the tugging of my Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and don't give in to what people want or what carnal thinking might demand of you. Strength. I am infusing you this day with energy and drive from on high. Wait on my spirit. Be armed and ready in the spirit. Be watchful in prayer. But wait as David waited for the rustling of the angel warriors going forth. Glory. My son, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ is not your hope in someone else. I haven't called you to keep peace with the illegitimate authorities in your life, but to make war and conquest, saying, let my people go. Lastly, this is your blessing time. Those things that you've prayed for are accruing to you today and coming to you in this season. It's a new day and a new time, so make it your determination to press into my will and to be that living sacrifice to my plan and not your own ideas or the plans of man for what lies ahead. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETIC NOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETIC NOW at gmail.com. com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.